inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
We focus on fruit tree care in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
So we have some cherry trees, and we have some apple trees, which are bearing fruit right now, right?
Well, we can certainly hope so. It has been a pretty good spring for the bloom, which is a good start. It appears these cherries are pretty much done blooming. Apples, mine are pretty much done also, although depending on location farther up in the valley, they're still in good bloom. So the start, having good weather so the bees can pollinate, is the beginning of the hopefully a good summer when the fruit can ripen, and then we'll get a chance to start picking cherries usually in late August, early September, or I should say late July and early August. And then apples by the end of August and hopefully into October. So, but if we've got new young trees, we don't want those trees to have too much fruit because it can literally stunt their growth or it can kill the tree because it takes so much energy for the tree to grow and ripen fruit.
So when you're talking about a young tree, something that was just planted within the last year, perhaps?
Exactly, the last couple of years. So the first 2 years or so of putting in a tree, whether this is a bare root tree or a potted one, they should really be allowed to grow a good, strong root system. The owner should be carefully kind of pruning them for shape so that they have a strong branching structure to support a future fruit load. So in the meantime, having them flower, that's great, but we don't want to allow too many fruit to stay on those trees. So for a cherry, first or second year, a handful at most of cherries, or so. I know we all want to taste those first fruits and all that sort of thing. With an apple, again, just two or three apples or four apples or so. And initially, I get calls every year. People are worried about, oh, my cherries are falling off the tree. Well, that's normal because there's no way the tree can support cherries if all those blossoms became fruit. So normally they will mostly fall off. You can help by shaking the tree to take them off. And once they start, or if they start to form little apples and little cherries, you can pinch them off, again, reducing the numbers down to just a few fruits per tree. And they talk about, for apples at least, a rough rule of thumb of one fruit for every 40 leaves. Well, I'm not out there counting the leaves on my tree to see how many. But still, these first couple of years, we want a good, strong root system, keep our fertility down, and keep down the weed competition.
So, what should you be doing in the meantime this summer, it's a young tree or older tree?
Yes, for all of those. Fertilizing, definitely. Again, it takes a lot of energy to grow fruit. So whether, you can put some compost around the base of the tree underneath the drip line. You can put some seaweed is good, little granular fertilizer or organic fertilizer, and there are fruit tree spikes, which you can usually buy locally, and it'll tell you for the size of the tree how many of these tree spikes to shove into the ground, again, around the edge of the drip line, that is the outer edge of where the branches are. That's where the most actively growing roots are. Make sure they're well watered. The first 2 years of their life, again, they're just growing a new root system. So they need to have enough moisture. And we really haven't had, at least from the valley and out the road, we haven't had that much rain here in the last month or so. So keeping them watered. And then the competition, keep the weeds away from the base of them. Again, 2, 3, even a 4-foot circle around the base. Cover that with landscaping fabric and mulch or cardboard and wood chips to keep the buttercups and the grass from competing for the nutrients that the trees need to grow.
And just real briefly, perhaps some critter control, right?
Oh, yeah. Cherry trees are one of the favorites for porcupines. And apple trees have become quite a favorite for the deer. So having a circle of 4-foot high woven wire fencing around each tree to keep those pests away from the tree, again, will help them grow better. Although I have to say, burying a porcupine underneath the cherry tree does make them grow better also.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau. From the land.